এই শ্লোকে পরম শব্দে কৃষ্ণ নিরূপণ, সত্যং শব্দে কহে তার স্বরূপ লক্ষণ। Now, we have been discussing this Janmadasa verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and this show this verse has certain two features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Constantly, eternally, manifested features and temporary features. The common substance of this verse is that there are two features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to the nature, superior nature and inferior nature. So, on the last line of this verse, it is clearly stated that Amna Srina Sada Nirastakuhkam Sattam Param Dhivai. Our aim should be to offer our obeisances unto the Supreme Lord along with His eternal abode. So, the impersonalists, they take it for granted that everything is God. So, we can approach the Supreme Truth by any way. That is not accepted by Srimad Bhagavatam here. Here it is stated clearly, Param Sattam Dhivani, the eternal part of the Supreme Lord, that should be accepted. That should be what? Not the temporary manifestation. Just for example, the same example, just as in this apartment, we are not so much interested with this toilet part of the room. We keep it closed, although the toilet part of this room is also part and parcel of this room. But we have nothing to do with the toilet part. We have to take advantage of the other part so that we can see and we can talk. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam indicates that Amna Srima Nilatsa Kotam, we offer our obeisances Sattam Param, the Supreme, where there is no this illusory temporary things. Amna Srima Sattam Param Dhimahi. There are many interesting stories in this connection. Of course, I do not wish to get much of your time. Our morning time is very short. But we should be interested into the spiritual part of this Supreme. Just like in this body also, the spiritual part is the soul, and the material part is of this gross body. But unfortunately, in modern civilization, they are taking more care for this material part of this body. They have no information of the spiritual part of the body. But actually, one should take more care to the spiritual part of the body. Material part of the body, second, we can maintain our body for spiritual realization. We should not be too much attracted to the bodily necessities of life, sacrificing our spiritual needs. Sattam Param Dhimahi. That is the defect of modern civilization. They have no information, they don't care for the spiritual part. Whenever you call some gentleman, if you begin to talk about spiritual necessities of our life, they will at once think that Swami is talking some nonsense, let us go out. And if you talk for politics and just everything, just Sasa Buddhist Kuna people have to say regarding in relationship with this body, we have many things, we have manufactured so many things, bodily necessities. So in the Bhagavad says, Pashyannapina Pashyati. Tasya Pramatya Nidhanam Pashyannapina Pashyati. Pramatya, the mad, crazy human being, although they are seeing that everything is being vanquished, it is all annihilated, vanished. Pashyannapina is still they do not see. Why? The Pramatya, crazy. The Bhagavad has and given designation to these people who are materially interested. Pramatya, tasya pramatya, pashyannapi, nidhanam, pashyannapina pashyati. I see that my father has died, my father has died, his father has died, and I am going to die, and similarly, my son will die, my grandson will die, and therefore, no more will come back again. Once this body is vanished, there is no chance of coming back. It is vanished forever. Simply just like a bubble in the ocean. But still, we are interested with this body yesterday. Therefore, they have been described as pramatta. Pramatta, pra means specifically, matta means mad. Specifically mad. So, pashyannapi, seeing that everything is going to be vanquished. In the past, we have seen so many empires, so many Napoleons, so many Subhas Bose, Gandhi came and gone. You know, what is the use of becoming a Subhas Bose, Gandhi or Napoleon or Hitler or their politician? This life we engage in spiritual realization so that we can make a complete solution of the problems of life. But this path is not accepted by the general mass of people, so we should not be discouraged. Because anything best, the customer for that best thing, then you'll find a very small number. But that is not discouragement. But we should not, therefore, give up the best path. Manasanam sahasrishu pachidyatutishi. Out of the Bhagavad Gita, you have read that out of many, many thousands of people, they are interested in the self-realization process. But that does not mean, because you have no many followers, that does not mean that it is the subject matter is not changed. The subject matter is here a form in the Srimad Bhagavatam and by Lord Chaitanya. So this is the highest truth of life, Satyam Param Shiva. We should be interested in that. Yeshva ki param sabde Krishna dhupa. And that absolute truth is Krishna. Now Lord Chaitanya says, that absolute truth is Krishna, Krishna Nirupam. Krishna is, in this verse, Krishna is being pointed, indicated. In the beginning of this verse, that is not here, but those who have seen Srimad Bhagavatam, Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya, this Vasudevaya is Krishna. And Jiva Goswami has written voluminous notes on this specific verse, and he has also mentioned that this Satyam, this absolute truth, which is indicated here in this sloka, is Krishna. Because in the later chapters, the Bhagavat affirms Prasnastu Bhagavan Sam. He is the Supreme Personality, ultimate, the last word in the absolute truth. Lord Chaitanya also confirms this. He is like Parang Sabde Krishna Dirupan, Satang Sabde Kahitan Sarub Lakha.
Now,
Krishna, what he means, that is described in these two words, Satam Param. Satam Param. The highest truth. And he Sarup is that just as he represents when he comes here,